Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Yep, he's done it again, folks.
Oh, no, not again. Oh, my. Oh, my. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Named to Talkers Magazine's Heavy 100 for the third year in a row.
It's not the first time. It won't be the last.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging around with me today. Thanks for joining us. If you just tuned in, my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. And I hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. I hope you'll subscribe to my free newsletter. We just keep hearing from people from all over the world who are listening to the show on the internet, and they're subscribing to the newsletter. This is becoming, the internet is really making the world a lot smaller and connecting people like never before. And somebody who knows all about globalization, knows all about the opportunities that the global marketplace is offering, is our guest and our good friend Robert McGraw. Bob is the chairman and chief executive officer of Long John River Health Products, and he's if you notice his name McGraw, yes, he is part of the McGraw Hill organization. He was at one time, and now he's got his own company, and he's our friend. Bob, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Good to be with you this morning.
It's good to have you here. And, Bob,
I just caught the tail end of Jack Klugman, and what a coup to get him on the show. He's one of my heroes. He's just a terrific guy.
Wasn't he brave? Isn't he brave? Did you know that the guy's doing, I mean, he can barely get a word out without his huge effort. And he told me, he said, Jim, he apologized off the air first, Bobby, apologized for his voice. I said, Jack, I think you sound beautiful. And he's doing a one-man show around the country.
Boy, more power to him.
He's 83 years old with no voice. I mean, what a courageous effort that is. And this new book, Tony and Me, and of course, you told me that one of your brothers knew Tony, didn't you?
Yeah, my brother Terry and Tony were very good friends.
Tony Randall, of course. Yeah, what a great couple those two guys were, Tony and Jack. Also, quickly, Bob, you didn't know I was going to ask you this, but they've self-published their book. Now yeah. you know that Jack Klugman could have had his pick of any publishing company in the world, probably. Now, as a former executive with McGraw-Hill, one of the great publishing houses of the world, what do you think about that?
Well, certainly not an idea that we want to see catch on, We don't want to be disintermediated, as the term goes, Jim. But, with the technology today, it's a lot easier to do. And Jack obviously has a lot of name recognition and can get some publicity. Most of us are probably going to need some help from the publisher to sort of get us in the door. But more power to him. It's a lot of work. So I'm going to run right out and get myself a copy.
Well, you know, Bob, the thing that I tell people, as you know, I founded my own publishing company when I did my two books, the two so far. But the thing is it's not for everybody. Self-publishing is not for everybody, and I tell people that. Even though I think self-publishing is a great way to go, the technology is certainly there today, as you know, but it isn't for everybody. And when it's not for everybody, I think we need companies like McGraw-Hill and others that fill that need. I just think it's great that we have these options, just as you had the option to go to China and start your own healthcare company.
That's the truth. That's the truth. Well, I grew up on the medical side in McGraw-Hill doing medical books, and I can tell you most doctors need a lot of help writing books.
I know that's the truth. Okay, Long John River Healthcare Products, you've told us about that in the past, and we're going to come back to that in a little bit. I want you to give us an update on how things are going over there in China. But there was also a conference that was held earlier this month, Going Global, Reinventing for Today, Creating for Tomorrow. That took place in Beijing, didn't it?
Yeah, that was the annual Business Week CEO Forum, and that they've been doing in China for about 9 years. So I've had the privilege to open up a few of them and get in on some of the panels and You know, it's quite good because we get a nice audience mix. You know, it's usually about 50% local and then 50% international.
Now, President Bush was there and also John Major, right?
The first President Bush.
Bush 41.
Yeah, and what a terrific guy. He was lots of fun. He closed up the conference for us, and he had a great line. He said he felt like Elizabeth Taylor's fourth husband, you know, at the end of the show there. He said he knew what to do, but he wasn't sure how to make it different. So, he was good fun. And,
That's great.
So we had, quite a few good panelists from around the world. So,
what do you think? What do you think the most of the I tell you what, we got to take a quick break. I'm having so much fun. My clock's run up on me here, folks. A radio talk show is an imprecise activity in a precise environment. We're going to take a quick break, and I'm going to ask, I got a real important question for Bob right after these messages. It's 20 till. Bob McGraw is our guest. Stay with us. Bit of Stones for you there. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Robert P. McGraw is here. Bob is the great-great-grandson, if I'm not mistaken. I think I may have got the right greats in there, of the founder.
Great-great-grandson.
The great-grandson of the founder of McGraw-Hill back in
1888.
Wow. Fourth generation in the company. Congratulations on that, Bob. You and your family, that's a real feat. I mean, usually four generations is hard to come by, isn't it?
It sure is today. It sure is today. And, we've been pretty lucky, having some folks in the family that could get some certain things done. And, the guy that started it was he was a real genius.
Yeah. Yeah,
you'll have to crowd there in that Industrial Revolution. They did some marvelous, marvelous things.
Will you come back another day and let's talk about those guys?
Oh, there's some fascinating stories. I mean,
I'd like for you to come back another day. I want to stay on our China topic today, but I really would. Next time we talk, let's get you back on and talk about those days, about your great grandfather and some of his peers, and I think that'd be fascinating.
We're an Irish family, so we can't go into too much detail, but we'll give you some of the highlights.
Bob, the Going Global conference in Beijing that was conducted recently, I want to get back to that because recently Bush 43 was over in China following the conference.
Yeah, he came in right after. I left Saturday morning. He came in Saturday night.
Well, and so one of his big topics to China was stop stealing our intellectual property. So my question to you is, what about that? Was that discussed in the conference?
I think the whole issue of intellectual property is always. It's always part of a discussion. It's always part of the fabric of doing business in China. And, I think they understand the issue and, they're trying to make some strides there. But, there isn't an industry that it doesn't affect. And, usually when you do a joint venture over there, there's a certain amount of technology transfer. And, up till recently, it's been pretty much of a one-way transfer. And whenever you do that, you have room for abuse. So
yeah,
it's clearly an issue, and it's one that's comes up pretty frequently.
Have we got a snowball's chance of monitoring and defending our intellectual property in China anywhere in the next two generations? Is there any chance of that happening? I'm not very optimistic.
Well, I think I think you'll see strides at the central government level, but. As we're fond of saying, it's a long way from Beijing, just as in many cases it's a long way from Washington. And really, I think where you can police your copyrights and your trademarks is if you have your own people on the ground and they're looking out for your interests. So
right.
I think to the extent you're not going to get 100% coverage of China, you're going to have an issue there. But certainly in your main venues where you've got people looking out for your interests, you'd be able to protect it.
But somebody told me that the Chinese companies are pirating other Chinese companies.
Well, what was it? You know, there's a fairly big business in counterfeit goods, both inside China and
yep.
exported from China and in
mm-hmm.
the region generally. So,
right.
You know, as long as there's a market for this stuff, I mean, there are going to be people that do it.
Yeah. What would you say was the main thing that was that now you there were a lot of people from all over the world. There were important people. What would you say was the main theme of the conference? And do you feel like anything got accomplished?
Well, I think the issue is it's the cultural backdrop to how certain stuff is going to get done. And, you know, as Chinese companies reach a level of maturity and have enough capitalization to, you know, look outside China for acquiring companies and expanding their businesses, you know, they're going to need the same help that some of us needed, you know, and, you know, gaining our experience in doing business in China. And so I think, you know, conferences like this, the ultimate value is that, you know, people are networking and talking to each other and, you know, finding out a little bit more about how things get done.
Right.
You know, that's generally all to the good. You know, I guess it's the same reason our militaries get together every once in a
right.
while to see what each other can do.
Bob, what would you say to a small business owner who might be contemplating doing business in China right now? What would be your best advice?
Well, I mean, the number one is don't do business with the first person you meet getting off the plane.
That's the guy selling the watch, isn't it?
Yeah, that's. Well, I think you have to do some homework. I think the leaders themselves of the small and medium businesses have to invest the time to go over themselves and get some understanding. Try to find a friend. In the sense of somebody that's been there before that can start to introduce you. You really need to do a lot of your own homework in terms of the ministries and finding out what's doable. Certainly, like anywhere, is good professional services. Get a good lawyer, a good accountant, that sort of thing.
Do you recommend working with the U.S. Commercial Services, the Department of the Commerce of U.S. Commercial Services?
Yeah, I think they can be helpful, but I think you need a, you know, a very pragmatic approach to business. I mean, I'm an operating kind of guy, and
yeah.
you know, I'm more interested in, you know, how we get the train on the track and get it to station B, you know.
Well, this guy, Bob McGraw, actually went over and started his own company on the ground in China. When we come back, I'm going to get him to give us an update on how that's going with his company, the Long John River Health Products Company. Stay with us, Tintel. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 7 till the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're having a great visit with our good friend Bob McGraw. That's Robert P. McGraw, the chairman and the CEO of Long John River Health Products, which is a Chinese company founded by an American doing business worldwide. That's an interesting little scenario, isn't it, Bob?
It is, you know, because I've been fortunate to run McGraw Hill's international operations for about 11 years. And, you know, when I started my own company, you know, I just naturally sort of looked at things from a global perspective. And so we really started global from the beginning. We built two manufacturing plants, one in China, one in Singapore. And really our goal was the U.S. market.
Right. Well, give us the website and tell us what kind of products you make.
Well, the website is lhkhealth.com, and that's our Lohang Guo products. We're the first international company to develop Lohang Guo, which is...
Tell us what that is.
That's a very rare 1,000-year-old product that's been used for respiratory health for 1,000 years in Chinese medicine. Very, very safe product and very strong antioxidant. Current research shows it to be much higher antioxidant than pomegranate or blueberries or a lot of stuff that people would heard of.
Or Jack Daniels.
Well, both are very good for a cold, but you know, one may be a little bit more.
Does it taste as good with honey as Jack Daniel's does? Never mind. Now this product? How do we take that product?
Well, we're selling it right now as a powdered supplement where you just add hot water to it. We just brought out capsules as well, and then we'll be bringing out ready-made drinks. And
so you could actually put the powder in the Jack Daniels then, is that what you're saying?
Well, you could do that. you could do that.
So you make up a little...
it's a very good product for as you're going into cold and flu season because it keeps the respiratory health the respiratory system very healthy and very strong immune booster.
I suffer from...
Take care of a cough, sore throat.
Bob, I suffer from sinus problems all the time. Would this help me?
Yeah, in the sense that, you know, a lot of our sinus troubles come from, you know, getting very dried out, you know, sinus cavities and that sort of stuff, and then we get fissures opening up. And this is a very hydrating product, so it keeps both the lungs and the whole respiratory tract very hydrated.
Can I order the product on your website?
You sure can.
And give it to us again.
LHKhealth.com, and also we can be reached at 888-916-1688.
Now, will I be able to read about the benefits of the product on your website?
You sure can.
All right. Now, you went to China to open up this company to so your plant could be near the product, right?
Yeah, we put it right in the middle of nowhere, or, you know, they call it the back of beyond. And we're really right in the center of the growing. And I was very concerned about quality control and consistency of supply. And so we really became, you know, part of the community. So we work directly with the farmers and make sure, you know, they're using the right materials. And so we get a higher quality product. We know where the good products are growing on a particular year because, you know, our purchasing teams are out in the countryside. So,
but now you're working on a whole campaign for the U.S., aren't you?
Yeah, and what we want to do, this is our lead product in because it's a very safe, effective product, and, you know, we really have to do a lot of brand building here, and, you know, a lot of people, some, you know, think, so Chinese medicine maybe not safe, so... You know, we're putting very, very high emphasis on quality, safety, and efficacy so people can get to understand some of these. So, yeah, we're bringing them in to the States and trying to help educate some folks as to what some of these products are and why they may be, you know, better in the long term for staying healthier and keeping well than, you know, taking a lot of the symptom-based products.
Where are they going to wind up? Are they going to wind up in clinics, health care stores, I mean, health food stores? Or what?
We're in a lot of the natural product stores. We're in Whole Foods, Wild Oats, nationally. Right. And so we're in a lot of those kind of stores. We hope to be in mass market next year. We hope to sell some directly on the website so that we can get it to folks. And
Give it to us again.
Sure, LHKhealth.com.
Bob, I've got to wrap it up, but next time when you go back to China, Bob, I know you just got back. When you go back, don't handle the chickens.
Yeah.
Or the geese
actually,
or the ducks.
You know, you can get good value for a chicken these days.
I bet. Stay away from the birds over there, Bob. Next time you come back, we'll have to talk a little bit about that. Thanks, Bob, for being here. Bob McGraw, ladies and gentlemen.
Thanks much.
Yeah, he'll be back, I promise. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.